The Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. Great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa.
There shall be a child who will be born. He shall be the cause of your destruction, and he shall overthrow you, he shall overpower you. He says, what do you think I should do? Now, some of them said, you've been living for 400 years. Why do you need to worry? You know, sometimes dreams are true, sometimes they're false. You're such a person who's never even suffered a headache.
What we see in front of us, this behind me, is a masjid. And beneath here is what we call the Chillaga, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would spend time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
He will of Pharaoh, hated, opposed, defeating sorcerers who stood in droves. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that individual who recites the Durood Sharif, who recites salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1,000 times every single day, then he shall not die until he has seen his own place in Jannah. But dear viewers, please make it a regular practice of yours to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The evil of Pharaoh, hated, opposed, defeating sorcerers who stood in droves. The evil of Pharaoh, hated, opposed, defeating sorcerers who stood in droves. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have journeyed from Cairo to Sinai, the Mount Sinai, Jabal Musa, the mountain where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received the Torah. And mashallah, we have just seen a little of this, what's on top of the mountain, my dear viewers. And now we have returned to Cairo, and we are currently upon the river Nile. Yes, my dear viewers, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are all aware already of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the river Nile. But inshallah, we shall hear more of the story of Fir'aun and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's said that when the people they had saw the star of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he has been conceived in the stomach, then they began to cry, they began to hit themselves and rip their own clothing. Why? Because they feared that if Fir'aun is to find out now, then we are dead. Now, the next morning, the next day, when Fir'aun comes, the people, they come towards Fir'aun and they say to him that, oh our Lord, you know, they would call him their Lord, their God. They say to him that, oh our Lord, sadly we have failed. The star of that person who was to be conceived, we have seen that star last night, we saw it. It was as bright as it ever could be. And Fir'aun was angered. And then the people, they said to Fir'aun, that please give us some time, we have an idea. Please give us some time. Fir'aun says, what should we do? Those people, they say to Fir'aun, that what to do is, the coming year, every child that's born, every male that's born, kill every single one of them. He says, how will I do this? He says that call all the women together. All those women who are pregnant, call them all together. And when they give birth to a child who is a boy, then kill them. And they also stipulate a person, a Coptic person, to watch over every 10 women from the Banu Israel. One woman was assigned to watch over them. That as soon as they are pregnant, she should keep an eye on them. And when the time comes to give birth, she will tell you if it is a boy or a girl. If it is a boy, then kill them. Kill the child, kill the baby. If it is a girl, then you can leave them. Then you won't have a problem. Fir'aun, he acted upon this. And some state that Fir'aun, in order to try to kill Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he killed 70,000 baby boys. 70,000. And in some narrations it is stated that year all the children who were born, all of them were girls, but only one was born, and that one child was sacrificed in the place of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And my dear viewers, the historians, they state that the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when she had Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in her womb, when she was pregnant with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then there were no signs of pregnancy. She possessed no signs of pregnancy. The change in the color of her face, it did not happen. And the rest of the natural things which would normally happen to a woman when a child is conceived, she showed none of these signs, and this was a gift and a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother gave birth to him, that the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she called upon one of those Coptic women. And she says to this woman that, I have a secret. Do not share this to anybody. You are my friend. I trust you. And I trust you will not share this news with anybody. This Coptic woman, she says, what is this news? Tell me what it is. And Hazrat Najiba, the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, she says that, I have born a child, and it is a boy. Now she's worried. Now she's worried. And they said that the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had lifted Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and shown Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to this woman. And this woman, upon seeing this baby, this child, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it said that immediately the love for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had been embedded within her heart. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had embedded love for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately in that woman's heart. And she says, I promise I shall do anything and everything within my power to look after this child. But we have a problem. There is a problem. That the Coptics, they then people, they know that I have been assigned to look over the women. And when I leave, they will come to me, they'll rush to me and they'll ask me if there is anything. Then what will I say to them? And she says that I'll try to go and I'll say I'll just visited you. So this Coptic woman, she keeps this secret to herself and she leaves. She leaves the house of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, then the people of the stars, those people who would gaze at the stars, they saw the sign of the birth of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As this Coptic woman left the house, the people rushed towards her and they began to ask her. She says, I came to visit them, and it is true, she was called to visit them. She came just to visit them. But this did not suffice to them. Everybody rushed to the house of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then what happens? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall come to learn very soon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam, a great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. A great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We are listening to the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this baby, this child, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody, many people wishing, desiring to kill this baby, the king of the land wishing to kill this baby. The people outside of the house are rushing towards this house to see, is there really a child there? If there is, then we will kill this child. It said that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, there's difference, there's many variations, there's a few differences of opinion. Some state that what happened was when the Fir'aun, he would be killing all these children, that the people came to him, the people of the Banu Israel, and they said to him, our elderly are dying due to old age, and you are killing off all our babies. No men will remain. So then one narration states that then Fir'aun, what he did was, for 1 year he killed all the boys, and for the next year he would leave the boys. And then again he would kill them, and then he would leave them. So in this way he could possibly wipe out that person who would become a threat to his kingdom. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had an elder brother who was Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And it said Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the year of peace, when Fir'aun wouldn't kill the children. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was born in the year of fear, they would call it, Aam al-Khawf, the year of fear, when Fir'aun would kill all the baby boys. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also had a sister who went by the name of Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's in this house. His eldest sister Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is also in the house. His mother radiallahu ta'ala anha is also in the house. And outside we have all the people coming in to discover, to see whether there is a baby boy. It said that when Hazrat Maryam, she loved Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam so much, she herself was a young girl. And when she heard all the noise coming from outside, that people are coming towards their house, they are just at the door, it said that she quickly wrapped Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this baby, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that she quickly wrapped him. And what did she do? She was frightened, she was terrified. You know, she was out of her mind. When a person is frightened, the person is not able to think properly. She throws Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the fireplace. The fireplace is ablaze. Fire is coming forth from this place. And she throws this baby into the fireplace. And then the people come in. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah azzawajal, we shall continue with this. Honestly, a beautiful life, beautiful story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We shall continue in our next episode. Do stick with us and we shall hear more about the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam, a great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa, a great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, a great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa, a great messenger who spoke to Allah, brave and beautiful, the Prophet Musa.
She asks her daughter Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, in a sabi, where is the baby? Hazrat Maryam radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she replies, I do not know. When it was brought to Fir'aun's wife, Hazrat Asiya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she tried to open it, it immediately opened. They heard the sound of a crying baby coming from the fireplace. The mother rushed towards the fireplace to take the child out. And she saw that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered her to place Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a box and to place him in the river Nile.
Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam, alayhi salam.